Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of Gregory Crawford on Sports Business. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. And I'm real proud to announce tonight that this first Tuesday of every month, as this is, being November 3rd, we will have Justin Lund on, the head men's basketball coach at Puget Sound. A member of the Northwest Conference, has done a tremendous job there, supported me with my efforts to promote basketball from day one. So I am very, very happy about that. I am Greg Crawford, of course, or Gregory, whichever you want to call me, either one. And you can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. There's only one C in there, WC Hoops, or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. But as I said, each first Tuesday, we'll have Justin Lund, the head men's coach, on from Puget Sound, and they are the Loggers, member of the Northwest Conference. And let's go to Justin right now and thank him for joining us. And I'm excited about you're going to join us year round. So good news, Justin. You earned it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great, Greg. It's awesome to be on your show, and really appreciate you having me on. And I'm glad we're to a schedule monthly where I can be on the show every Tuesday, first of the month. Really, really excited.
Very good. I don't want to break some bad news to you, Justin, but I know you got these guys on your schedule coming up. Warner Pacific looked tremendous tonight. They beat Concordia at Concordia. So, wow.
Yeah. Wow, you know, it was funny. I've watched the first couple of their games online, and they are really, really talented. It's gonna be a great challenge for us, and you know, we're excited to play them. And you know, Coach Valentine does a great job with that team, and they're always well prepared, and they do some really nice things. So it's gonna be a great challenge for us, and we're really looking forward to playing them.
And I don't want to jump ahead on you, but we talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating. I think, you know, in the Pacific Northwest, you better have some association with Seattle, Tacoma, Spokane, or Portland. So I know you're really looking forward. Your team comes down here to play a league game, but there's something about being able to come down and play a non-league game before the first of the year that I think helps, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I think playing against great competition is just going to get us better. We've got a great schedule, you know, and obviously I know Warner Pack. I think the last time I checked was ranked 18th in the country for NAIA, and starting off the season with them is going to be great for us. We also play University of Chicago, who's a nationally ranked team, and then in the end of the middle of December, actually our last day of class, we play Augustana, who is ranked number one in Division III basketball. So, and not only to mention our conference too, with Whitworth, that's preseason ranked number three in the country. I mean, it's our schedule is big time, and you know, it's a great challenge for us, and will really help us get ready for conference. Even though conference is a little early this year, with games coming up the first weekend of December.
We're going to talk basketball on this show 99% of the time, but I imagine it was pretty, got everybody a little pumped up early for basketball, that the football team had their first winning season in quite a while. That's got to be exciting.
Unbelievable. Coach Thomas is one of my dear friends, very, very close, and he's just done an amazing job building that program up, and just a class act program, his guys have just it's awesome. You know, the great thing is, you know, being a part of the program and being close to the program, you know, and seeing, you know, night in and night out, you know, all the work that goes into it, you knew it was going to happen. You knew he was going to be able to get it going, and you know, they had a really great win versus PLU the other last Saturday. It was raining, the conditions were just, you know, horrible, but gutsy performance from the football team, and just proud to be a Logger, and you know, really excited about what they've done.
Justin, speaking of speaking of conditions and everything, would you ever like to play a a game outdoors if it could be worked out and it would count? I mean, somehow would that be enjoyable for you, or are you just straight an inside game basketball type guy?
You know, it's funny, Greg, that you asked that. We've gone on, since I've been at Puget Sound, we've gone on four foreign tours. Every 4 years we're allowed to take our teams on a foreign tour during the summertime. And our last foreign tour was 3 years ago, and we played in Cabo San Lucas. And the gym was actually outside. It was covered, but it was an outdoor gym. And it was a great experience. I mean, you had the whole wind factor. There was some, wind blowing, and, if you shot it, the wind might catch the ball, and, you'd go from everything looking good to hitting a three to the wind blowing it to an air ball. We've actually played when we went to Brazil in 2006, and they actually had a similar stadium with an outdoor setting too. So we've actually experienced that before, Greg, and it's been fun. The Cabo was awesome because, obviously we practiced 10 practices in July, and then we got down there as a team in early August, and it was beautiful. The weather was great, but it was an awesome experience for our guys to play in that that type of environment, and see a new culture, and it was a great experience for us. So when you bring that up, I always chuckle, or when you brought that up, I started chuckling because I was going, you know what, we have played an experience or in weather like that that's been on an outdoor court. So yes, it was fun.
Very good. Justin, this obviously wasn't Puget Sound playing tonight. I watched Warner Pacific, and I was at the game play Concordia, but I really was kind of surprised about how the new rules came in to impact tonight. I didn't think they'd have that big an impact, but they had an impact with the clock. They had an impact with the pressing in the backcourt. And they also had an impact with the closely guarded, which is no longer in effect. And it really had a bearing on the game.
Yeah, we actually had our first scrimmage last night versus the local community college, Green River Community College. And, we didn't see too much of the rules come into play, the officials before the game, because one of the big things is coaches can't call timeouts now, only on dead ball situations. And so it's kind of a natural reaction for the officials. I mean, it's going to take some time for the officials to figure it out too, but we were joking back and forth, because it was a scrimmage with, the officials, and just talking about how it's going to be just as big of an adjustment for them as it is going to be for coaches and players. So, but we've got a scrimmage versus our alumni on Saturday. And so we'll see, but so far it hasn't affected us, too much, knock on wood. I mean, I know it's going to definitely affect us with all the changes, but we were able to make it through the scrimmage with not too much changing.
When I made that comment, I meant really a positive effect on the game, and I should have added that in because I didn't think these rules would necessarily have that big an impact, but games I've seen so far, they have. Justin, how's your team playing, and who you've been pleased with? What needs to happen to get better? The whole Marianne.
We had our first scrimmage last night, and it was good for us to play against someone else. I mean, when we're going at each other for 2 weeks before and really competing, I mean, it's always good to go and play someone else. And that was really nice, and we appreciated Green River coming down. And Green River's got a very good team, and I know they made the Final Four of the NWAC last year, and so they it was a great test for us. There was a lot of positives, more positives than negatives, which is always a good thing. We learned a lot about our team, and watched. We actually just got done with practice. We had an 8 p.m. practice tonight because of some labs and some late classes. But watched some film before practice, and had a real nice practice today, and really like our team right now. So it's definitely a team that can really shoot the basketball from outside, and we've got some great guard play, and just excited to get going on a regular schedule as far as playing.
You mentioned you had a late practice because of academics. That's rather unique. No, I'm being facetious there because I'm a graduate of a Division III school, and academics come first, as they should.
Absolutely. Yep. No, and we're blessed, you know, here at Puget Sound. Our professors are very understanding and very accommodating with everything. So we've been fortunate with that. But we have a few business majors, a few pre-med majors, and you know, class and labs get out late. So obviously we have to with three sports going on in the main gym with volleyball, you know, finishing up, and also women's basketball and men's basketball. You know, we have to find those times. And so once a week we usually go from 8 to 10 p.m., which actually is good for us because we play Friday nights 8 to 10 p.m. in conference. So I like the fact that we have an opportunity to play later on in the night so they can kind of get a feel for what that's like.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point you make because I read, you know, something you might not have known about me, and it's not about me, but I refereed high school basketball for 25 years, and I did not referee as well at 9 o'clock in the morning as I did at 9 o'clock at night. It takes some getting used to.
Right. No, it does. And it does the other way, too, I mean, with evening games. So we've got 7 new newcomers, and you know, all 7 of them are going to make impacts in our program. So having them get used to playing at a later time is something they're not accustomed to either. So it's been good, and it's been, you know, it's helped us out.
Justin, you know, speaking of newcomers and transfers and freshmen coming in, they seem to adjust fairly well these days. In Division I basketball, is it the same way in Division III because they played so much? But yet, you know, let's face it, the Division III schools, for the most part, are a lot tougher academically on average than the Division I schools. And no one's going to change my mind on that. So I think it's even a greater adjustment for a newcomer to come into a Division III school.
Yeah, it is a big adjustment. You know, and you know, we're you know, the Northwest Conference is full of 9 schools that are very prestigious athletically, but also very prestigious academically. And you know our league, just you know, being a Linfield grad, so you know the demands you know every day for a student athlete. And you know, it takes some adjustment. It's nice that we have 6 weeks from the first day of school, at least for our case, we have 6 weeks from the first day of school till the first day of practice where we can really, really focus on, they can really focus on getting in a groove academically here at Puget Sound. You know, I always say the toughest thing for transfers, freshmen, is just time management and really figuring out, you know, how to manage your time and, you know, how to manage your classes and your homework and all that stuff. But it is a challenge, you know, and it's very unpredictable. You know, we've had a lot of student athletes who have been 4.0 students and have never gotten anything lower than an A coming out of high school, and you know, they take, you know, step on campus, and it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment for anyone. So, you know, being able to really focus on their academics and get them going in the right direction, and also just getting some momentum built behind the academics and getting them the right, you know, the right groove with those 6 weeks before season starts, really, really important. Because what we'd hate to see is, you know, them stressing out about school and then season starts up and that's going to add more time. And you know, so we really do a nice job at, you know, as a program is really trying to get them situated with school with those first 6 weeks.
Hey, Justin, people catch on real quick when I promoted the show over the weekend. They realize they can ask you questions by emailing me, and people can do that at greatcrawfordbasketball@gmail.com. We got a couple questions from listeners tonight. You ready for them?
I'm ready.
The first one is from Ruth, and this is kind of, you know, actually dear to my heart, Justin, because this is where my mom was raised, Raymond, Washington. And Ruth in Raymond, Washington, she wants to know, how do you feel about off-color uniforms that are different than the school's actual colors? This question comes up all the time, Justin. It's a good one.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually for using the school colors. And I haven't been a big fan, you know, so far of changing up the colors. It might grow on me in the next few years, but I like staying, you know, true to the school colors and not really mixing up or not really, you know, not deferring or going away from what the school colors are. So, that's where I am right now. Who knows what's going to happen down the road. But I do now in special occasions, like, you know, obviously I think, you know, think Pink Night when, you're reaching out to, the breast cancer and I think that's an appropriate time to, you know, maybe have a pink jersey or anything like that. But, for, you know, regular night in and night out games, I mean, I think having the school colors is important. So I'm all for the school colors, Ruth.
Very good. I think Ruth, you just got another. Ruth's probably going to be a constant listener with that answer, just by looking at her question. Okay, I'm not kidding on this next question here, Justin. You're going to laugh like crazy, but this comes from a proud Logger grad in Newburg, Oregon, John. And John wants to know, and this is another great question. As an experienced and successful coach, he writes, Justin, will you just adjust your style of play to the players you have, or do you want the players you have to adjust to your style? That's a fabulous question.
You know what, John, right? John wrote that?
Yes, it is. God, yes.
Yeah. That's a great question. Obviously, we have a way we want to play, but you know, at the Division III level, we don't give, you know, athletic scholarships. So there's a lot of times where, you know, we're not fortunate enough to get, you know, the players that fit that system. So we're very adaptable, and I think you have to be. I think that you've got to really play to, you know, to the strengths of your players. Now, I think as far as mentality and, you know, toughness and all those things, I mean, I think that, you know, you've got to have that, you know, ingrained with your guys, and you can teach that. But I think as far as, you know, taking what they bring to the table, you know, and obviously improving on their strengths and improving on their weaknesses, but being, you know, being able to be adaptable, I think is very, very important. I always think about, you know, Jerry Sloan, when he was coaching with Utah Jazz, I mean, he, you know, obviously he was pick and roll with Malone and Stockton for all those years, but, you know, there was years where he had injuries and, you know, he had to go to run and flex. I mean, and that was what he had to deal with his personnel. So being adaptable, I think, is an important thing. And I know for our level, you know, if you know, we've got a team that can really, really shoot the three, then we're going to utilize that. If we got size, you know, and guys that are really good inside, then we're going to utilize that. So really playing to our strength. And obviously we have, you know, with recruiting, we've got, you know, student athletes that we look at and that fit, you know, not only, you know, a certain style of play, but also a mentality. And I think that's, you know, being able to guard and defend and, you know, mental toughness and all those things are really, really important. But being adaptable is big. So that's a great question, John.
It is a great question. Justin, I'm a guy that doesn't sleep much because I'm always on call on one of my jobs, and I'm always, my mind's twirling. I was looking through the rosters, and of course, paper's only good to write on. We all know that,
right.
But I was looking through the rosters of all the Northwest Conference schools, and I think I'm pretty firm on this. It's going to be unbelievable this year because I think everybody got better.
I would 100% agree with you, Greg. The conference is already extremely difficult, you know, in the first, but night in and night out, I mean, it's going to be, it doesn't matter what their record is, or, I mean, it's going to be a battle. And I agree with you 100%. I think the league is gotten a lot better. I haven't been able to see anyone play in our conference yet. I know Whitworth played Montana tonight and kept it, I think it was a 4 or 5 point game at halftime. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know it was close. I don't know what the second half ended up finishing off because we had practice, but you know, I Whitworth's going to be really good. Lewis and Clark's going to be really good. You know, Willamette's going to be really good. Pacific, I mean, you know, there's Linfield. Linfield's going to be, you know, much improved. I mean, the whole conference is, you know, very well coached, and you know, it's definitely, looking at the rosters, looks like, you know, there's been a lot of big time upgrades. So I agree with you 100%.
You know, and flipping that around, I think there was only five Justin conferences, entire basketball levels, from NAIA to all the way up to Division One. Of course, you got Division Three and Two in there that didn't have any coaching changes. One of those is the Northwest Conference. Is it a little easier to prepare that way? And I'm not saying it's easier to play the game, but you kind of know the coaches, and as compared to, say, the GNAC, where they had five changes of coaches.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, here's the thing about it is I think all coaches in our conference are amazing coaches. They do an outstanding job. And when I say that, I think that you never know what they're going to do. I mean, I think that, you know, coaches in our conference are very adaptable to the players that they have. And, you know, there's always going to be a wrinkle. There's always going to be a difference. I mean, I look at, you know, Lewis and Clark and their team last year. You know, for example, they had always been, you know, more of an up-tempo team, you know, shot the three a lot. And they, last year's team, they still shot the three, but they really, really utilized their inside game with their two big guys, and, you know, had a lot of great high-low action. And just, you know, they played it a lot different than they have been before. And Denari's been there for a long time. So you just really never know. I know Willamette was the same way, too. They really changed up some things, you know, offensively and defensively. So you really don't know what to expect. I mean, you have an idea of their personnel, you know, especially with returners. You've got kind of an idea of their personality as coaches and what they're trying to do. But the coaches in our conference are so good. You just night in and night out, you've got to be prepared. Lots of film and, you know, lots of scouting, and you know, you really got to put in your work.
Justin, in closing out tonight, we mentioned you're going to be on year-round, the first Tuesday at 10 p.m. Pacific time of the month on this show, and we love doing that. Love having you on. You're a great guest. Terrific to interview. In closing out, what's going to bring three smiles to your face by the time – well, you only get three here – by the time,
okay,
basketball-wise, by the time you come on December 1st, which will be the next time you're on?
Three smiles. Well, first one, obviously, undefeated. If that happens, that's gonna be that might take up all three right there. Another one, I would say, just improvement. You know, we're getting better every game, and really, really growing together as a group. And then it's the first Tuesday, so when I'm trying to think of, that'll be right. That's right before conference, right? Yeah, I think it is.
December 1st, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh well, I was gonna say, getting past those first two conference games, but they'll be that weekend, so I'll be focused on those. But growing together, you know, getting better every game, and then injury free. How about that one? That would bring a big smile.
Yeah.
If we can talk December 1st and be injury free, that would be nice.
Yeah, I even feel that way myself at this age. So anyway, Justin, great job. It's a pleasure to know you. I'll see you at Warner Pacific very soon here. And
can't wait.
We love having you on. And Longer Nation, spread the word. First Tuesday of every month, 10 p.m. Pacific time. If you can't stay up that late, these shows are podcasted forever. So just keep track of it. It's the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great month, Justin. I'll see you at Warner. And thanks to everybody listening tonight. And keep up the good work up there.
Thank you so much, Greg.
You betcha. That's Justin Lunt, the head men's coach at Puget Sound University. They're a member of the Northwest Conference, located in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. Good night, everybody, and thanks to everybody for the kind words about having Justin on the emails. I really appreciate them. And we'll have him on, as I said, December 1st will be his next appearance. And that'll be a great show as well. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to make your free throws.